Now the thing is, now this way of explaining, I told you how to watch and all that, this is still my own way. Now to get the actual vision, you have to get that particular, you could say, that vision is really given to you by a real enlightened master. Now that will only come if you use the enlightened master's very way, the words. Now that's why that is called the meditation object. Now, so I'm coming to that. That's a very important point. So how you get this idea of self-realization? There's no I, or the Sakkaya Ditti goes away. This, to get that vision, that observation should be guided by the master. Now the master is the words of the very words of the Buddha. So now he explains about the five elements, for example. That's the way he explains. Now you have to go through what he says and apply it to you. Now, now you read, they are like signposts. So when you get that way of thinking, observing, he will bring you there. You understand? Because just by observing like this also is a very, very, not a very pure way of coming to that. Not a solid way. Here it will come in a form of, like, you know, Dhammanupassana, have you heard?
Yes.
Now this Dhammanupassana is something, Dhammanupassana means investigation of the phenomenon. Yeah. Of investigating the phenomenon. Now this is actually, this is in every, now if you are in tranquility, it's not investigation. But tranquility helps for investigation. When you stay in tranquil state, it helps to, so tranquil state is first to be developed. For that only I told about the character, this thing. The other point I must tell is that you have to, these are now very four points, very important to get more tranquility, but to get this self-understanding, self-realization, those discourses have to be read. But the reading is not like a novel. You read and you apply. This is called the analysis of the Dhamma, means you see the causes of this experience. For example, you see a body, for example, you're seeing the body. Just seeing how the body came. What is the cause of body? One is food. Other is karma. That's a mental picture you have to get. Body is there, food is there, karma is there. But then the karma is impermanent. Food is impermanent. When it is finishing, how the body will have to finish. This is, you have to activate the silent thinker. You understand? So what you read, there are places where Buddha says, for example, you know, the hardness here is same. So you have to, when you're silent, it's very difficult to put it into words also. You're going into the range beyond words. You have to bring your thinking to that part of the brain. Understand? So where you are watching, it's a very subtle. That's why I tell first, don't try to think anything. Just try to wait like this first. Like you're seated in a bench in a, what is this? Because we have learned to think too much now. That is a big obstacle for this practice. So we have to now learn to not to think first, if you are really going to do this. So this we must do for a long time, and we gather this energy. Then we learn to contemplate. That contemplate means just to think, how this is coming. Just question yourself. Like the park, we were, that area, walking. This is the best environment where we were just parking sometime. Just going for a walk. And then when we are watching the causes of phenomena, like a scientist, then only as a natural experience you will know the impermanence. Now we are now telling impermanent. That is also, but that's, we have to also watch phenomena. Like, for example, you saw something few hours ago. You picture what you saw and you see how it was there one time and how it is no more now. So Buddha says the past moments of consciousness rose and pass away. He will tell like this in the original suttas. Then you will do the same thing, just to be aligned with what he is telling, how it passed and finished. He will say in the future when it comes also, it will pass and go. So you know, even whatever experience, even if you have another program tomorrow, it will have a beginning and end. Like this, you are exercising the mind, studying what really goes on. And even this moment, it is as a rising and passing. Now when you analyze like that, not fast way, you put into what experiences you went to, what he says, you just study. It's like an engine you're studying with the manual. You understand? He says the piston is there, this thing is there. Now we know those days, those things. Now the computer has other gadgets, right? So what we read there, we apply and watch that. And you do what he says to do to that. And when you apply like that, you will begin to get a vision out of it. Now those experience, the vision only shows you that they are either, they will show the universality of, universal certain principles of that experience. Either it's impermanent or suffering, unsatisfying all experience, or that is not self, the anatta. Now the anatta, not that there is no self there. It is only an idea coming in your mind, associated with wrong attention and misunderstanding. This idea comes, I. That idea is like, that's why when you break the concept, like the home, house, if the idea is there as long as you see it together. But you take the bricks and everything away, the idea of house goes away. So you understand the idea of house was an idea. It doesn't exist in the same. Now this, when you begin to get focused in that, you get the idea of no self. Now even the hardness here, same. Now say urine, when it goes to the water, it becomes one with it. But when urine was inside, you felt it was my urine. Now when it is in the water in the toilet, that minus goes away. So you can see whether it is in this space only, the idea of, so the how the idea forms with more practicing what he says. You must not do your own way. Now I was telling my own way, something like touching and like that. Just an example. But what he says, you apply. So there are people I know, when the husband is scolding, they have been watching in terms of those elements, the five elements, the hard, soft, fire in nature, and that's like the ear is some different ear. And when the husband was scolding in the kitchen, she told me that she didn't react, she didn't scold back. Just she was able to focus, that's not my ear and not my sound. Now when you are getting those pictures, you are at the right level of observation. If you are not getting the observation like that of the right picture of you, that means you are still in a not a proper concentrated or tranquil state of mind to analyze this, see the reality going on. You are breaking illusions, my friends. Now when I was going to Australia that time, in the plane there was another gentleman beside me. So he was asking why you are not having hair. I said, because I said this hair is vain, it has no meaning. So it has been removed. So our job is to remove what is vanity, what is illusion. So the main thing of our, as a monk, is to break illusions, to remove the illusions and to see the actual truth, the final truth of things. That's why it's called evam pasan yata bhutan. You see things as they are. Evametam yata bhutan. If you, but another test is to see whether you have really got that vision, is you get dispassion with it. There's no question of letting go. There's no question whether you must be a monk or not. Because you will see, my God, this is fire. This is, if you're not seeing, because you're still in fantasy, some illusion. Like holding a string and you finally look, see, you see it's a snake. There's no question of letting go. So same way, when you really see it, there's no question that. So the seeing has different levels. So I'm talking about how to bring it to the intuitive level. So for that only this groundwork, and later on there are four things very important. I told you about sense control. That, you know, like this is also to stop the monkey mind. Whether you have heard in the other discourses, I always tell this. Like I can look at you like this and I can look at you like this. I don't see your details like this. I'm not focused. Now I am focused. Did you see my eyes? This is a practice. It's called sense restraint. One of the preliminary practices. So that you don't, when you're crossing a road, you see the vehicles but you don't see who is inside the vehicle. This is one idea. When you're passing somebody, you know some people pass but you don't know who they are. Other one is actually iriyapate. Iriyapate means how much you pay attention to the moment. This is where I told how to observe the car seat, the feel the seat, and just focus on what you're seeing and what you're feeling immediately. What is prominently observant, you note it. You don't run away from it. You really try to feel it. Then you're placing your mind an anchor to go to the power or strength of now, this moment. And there you're beginning to explore the secret of consciousness. Otherwise, you don't even start yet. That is called Kaya Gata Sati. Buddha says, the first from Kaya Gata Sati, the mindfulness of, then you feel the body, you begin to feel the body more. That gentleman in the car, he was telling, suddenly, oh, Bhante, I can feel the body more now. Correct. And then with that peace, a certain peace settles into you. And today I told another little Buddha, I told him to, because you must be an expert of relaxing your life. So I told him to just move the, because now he's relaxing, but his hands are like this. So if he puts the seat little more like this, he'll be like this and the hands will be hanging. That's more relaxing. You're not giving shoulders. So these are, though he was telling, Bhante, you have to stay with me to explain all these things. I have told these things. If you're really serious, you'll master. You will avoid the ways of suffering. So this is very important, practically how to slowly come to the awareness of this bodily consciousness. And that will create miracles, my friends. I hope you can read what happened to me in the office and all that, something, how, you know, because it will create physical and emotional miracles. If something, there's no time to explain the stories what happened, because rarely people stay in the present moment. So they get the full impact of life. When you learn to stay in the present moment, you begin to control your destiny. Even if you are taken to guillotine, maybe I have stayed in that period, you know, because now they don't have the guillotine, right? Always it comes to my mind, gallows, no, guillotine. If you are taken to the guillotine, for example, the moment of death is a small moment of pain. But if you worry about the dying, that you are going to, that's more death than the moment of death. So like this, any scenario you have to face, an office crisis or something, my friends, I can't explain. I had a personal experience. This is a long story if I tell. So, if you focus to the present moment and relax, if you really focus, you will get relaxed. And you know, to start that, you start with what you immediately feel. And then you will be tapping that energy part of your brain. And then only you feel more settled and unworried and unconcerned. And when that increases, that is the suitable state of mind to even do the Dhammanupassana, analyzing, and to see whether there's a, this is you, where is the ego, how the ego is forming. All this thinking can be done in a fresh and energized mind. So when that is done, you might even get self-realization. If that happens, my friend, then you're already there. You will see you're in a dream and you don't take seriously. You're at peace. You will live in a dream, in a nightmare, without being frightened by it. Just you know your position there. So don't take seriously everything. So this is very important. So this energy, this is called Iriyapate. Iriyapate means, first one is sense control, the Iriyapate. That is where you stay when you're going to the toilet, when you bend down, you watch your bodily movement and what you're immediately experiencing. When you're pressing the toilet, you know, giving pressure, then you see, you feel minus to that feeling, how, and then it is going, how when the feeling goes away, how then you know there's no me, it's only a phenomenon of some wind pushing and then it's pushed out. You understand? You'll be noticing the no I there. You will notice it, and that will slowly open up that real picture of who you are. And because if you think more like that, you'll be less creating you. You will be less creating this kind of bodies and this kind of consciousness, life. And then you will not face old age. Because what is created only gets old and dies. And you are going more towards enlightenment. So this is something. I will suggest to you Word of the Buddha by Jnanatiloka Mahathir. Small book of from the suttas. This Word of the Buddha. And other book is Middle End Discourses by Bhikkhu Bodhi. Now this is the original Buddha's original teaching, so it doesn't mean you have to read the whole thing. There's one or two pages, if you don't understand, skip to the next one. So that is your GPS here to liberation. Of course, this GPS in the material world to move your vehicle here and there, but this GPS don't fail you, my friends. Sometimes the other one is so unreliable too. So this one is very important. Then you read a bit. How you do? Read a bit, meditate. Calm down, relax the body. Practice metta meditation. Stay tranquil. Mind is running a bit. Then read again. Like that, this hand in hand is very important. This is on the way. So any other things meanwhile you must do. Next time temptation, so you get more ammunition, more strength. And next time the temptations you keep away, like that. So always you're now constructing your spiritual path. So a very important thing, you know, to if you really want to get the right vision, you must get the right master's advice. And then it has to be practice also. And when you're really practicing, if you're sincere, you will get. And the real test is places where you got angry before, you'll not get angry now. That's another test, that you're doing it properly, practically. Where you got attracted or deluded, you will not get, because you will replace it by the wrong vision from the right vision. You understand? It may sometimes, you may fail, but you will taste a bit because you want to explore more of this, you know, you want to be really happy. You don't want to follow something. So is it clear? No, even to be in the present moment, then you are influenced by the present moment practice people. They are mostly the yogis. You are connected to them. You know, like what type of level of mind you are always related to some, you know, those similar people. With this seen or unseen. So, if you are practicing present moment, then I am telling you now to drive you to a meritorious activity. People who did similar things and who are dead and gone, they are the ones who get connected to the same activity. So the negative one is the other way. Then if you are meditating now, sometimes I am going to Himalayas, I feel very much they are the old masters of mine who are taking me there. I can't, there are long stories to explain how these things happen. Definitely. And even this trip is connected with those forces taking me, I feel. So, I mean, you all will notice, you will feel something. This is all some kind of a work of certain beings. Yeah, I'm also sometimes very surprised, you know, like, so. So now we are getting close to, because I think you're very punctual here, right? When they close and open, not like me. Is it not? Something else you like to know? Now, it's also like a meditation, no? How many hours now? You need to spend 2.5, something, right? Do you feel tired or how?
No.
You get something like a... So I call this my... This is my drugs. Meditation drugs. Some of the boys, they tell, all night they have seen, listen to the YouTube. I can understand. It pumps the certain energy. Something opens their brain. So I... If you really do on your own a lot of this meditation, you will find time passes. Actually, now I'm now 17, 18 years of my monk life. I feel this like 17 days or 18 days. Really. It's really fast. And sense of time is so fast it's going. So something you want to ask? Anything else? Some question? Mainly from sila and mindfulness. Now I told you, when you're driving, when you're doing your daily work without feeling tired, then only you achieve this. Now, dana you do, if you have great greed for your trousers or shirt, you give that to a poor person. This is how I did. You give what you like. That is one level. That's good, because if you have such greed for anything material, you can't get higher tranquility. So you learn to do that as donation, you give, okay. But that is not the main thing that brings tranquility. It brings by sense control, the main thing. Say you enjoy something from the sense, for example, food or any other sexual thing also, that's more energy and enjoyment. When you do like that, a lot of energy is used to enjoy a pleasure. More the energy is lost, you get tired. You can't have, you have no energy to go inside. You need some energy to go inside. This energy, tranquility comes when you go inside. So that is the loss you are going to have when you... So it doesn't mean sometimes you people say, I experienced this and this, not knowing the danger, the damage happening, you keep away, that is a sacrifice. And when you give up lower pleasures, you get the higher pleasure in the form of tranquility. You understand now that? And do you? This is a new thing, no? Is it? But this is the main thing. Now this question you will not ask if you are very satisfied with your tranquility. Right? Now I hope this question will not be asked in the future, that you will master it.